Mobile.
WTUJKT, happy Monday.
Monday, how are you doing this morning?
In the office and, just ready for another week. How about you?
And then trying to get used to the time change. Man, I wish we'd stop doing that, but at least I got a four-day weekend next weekend.
UJKT.
Good morning, David. KN4TFW.
N2SWJ.
I'll be in here much this morning. My wife's going in to have cataract surgery on her eye, and I think they've got her lined up to be the first one.
And I hope her surgery goes well, David.
I'll probably will be hitting the road. Y'all have a great day, KF4 and XY.
Goes well, and you have a great day, and let us know how it goes a little bit later. WTJKT.
I heard you in there, and David, I hope it all goes well this morning.
Just for everything to go well, David.
Scott and everybody, I think it's supposed to be a routine thing, so we'll be back in a few hours. Some of y'all still around, we'll try and catch you then. KF4 NXY.
How are y'all doing?
How are you?
Heading over to Piedmont.
Piedmont today.
It's 37 when I left the house. It's 44 here at the interchange with I-26. Ken, that blue car is still sitting there.
Does that have to sit before they tow him off?
I think they would have done it by now. It's been at least a couple of weeks.
Somebody to hit it.
Somebody would have hit it by now if they were going to. I mean, it's been, it's not in a great spot.
The adapted cruise on, I always worry that somehow it's going to see it and jam on the brakes on me. Roof carrier got me for like 10 miles a gallon.
Okay.
What's going wrong with the car? I just couldn't believe it made that much difference.
Car bodies are so highly optimized to help get fuel economy anymore that if you change even a small, little tiny thing about it, it's going to really affect the fuel economy.
I was starting to think it was, I took it in for an oil change, and then as soon as I got done with the oil change, I put the roof rack on, and then the mileage went to junk. I was wondering if they didn't do something to it at the dealership. About 2 years before they got frost for the mirrors.
I've learned that. I don't know if mine does or not. I've had this car for 3 years, and, that's a very good question. I don't know if it defrosts the mirrors or not. For what it costs, it had better.
I know, that's right. Yeah, usually it has a symbol out there on the mirror, but it doesn't have it. But when we were up there in Kentucky, it frosted Saturday night or Friday night, and I was sitting there warming it up, and it's like, why are the mirrors steaming? And sure enough, but all it shows on a dash, it just shows front defrost and rear defrost. It doesn't say anything about the mirrors.
Mirrors, but I don't see one here on the bolt. But for damn, what these EVs cost, they better defrost everything.
Out this morning, the driver's side was all, had a bunch of dew on it. I hit the button, and 5 minutes later, it's all cleared up. Through that I-40 there in the gorge, there west of Asheville and that, and it looks like it's going to be years before they get that fixed.
Yes, I mean, there's so much earth washed away. They're probably going to have to cut back into that mountain some more to really get the road done to the width it was done before.
One spot, it looks like they're taking dirt from the other side of the stream and bringing it back over to this side to build it back up. But man, that's a lot of dirt.
It takes years for that dirt to settle and gain any strength at all. So. who knows when they're going to be able to get all that open again. As soon as they get to the office this morning, it's not a great way to start a week.
bad, even with it. You mean you already know it's going to be bad?
Yes, and I got locked out of my computer like on Friday evening, and it's weird because I can't log in on the computer or on the web app, but I can still log in to stuff on my phone. And I don't know if they've just, you know, got something squirrely or what, but, you know, my password doesn't work, but except on my phone. So I can do stuff on my phone, but I can't do anything anywhere else. So I got to see if I can call them this morning and get them to either reset my account or figure out, you know, why those other devices are blocked, but not my phone.
At mine, I don't know, I guess it got a virus. The software detected that it had a virus, and so it didn't shut the computer down, it just kicked it offline. Well, dang, when all the IT's remote, it's kind of hard to get it fixed.
Lock itself, as soon as I put the computer back on the corporate network, you know, locally, it might have just, you know, detected some kind of security thing and locked out my web applications and the laptop, so maybe I got a virus or something and they just, you know, isolated it.
Computers, you just gotta love them, right?
I might have also left, I suspect that I could have left Altium running for too long because, you know, Altium is our electrical CAD software for doing schematics and board layouts and stuff. And I was doing a design review on Friday, and I might have left it open, and we got to pay for licensing by the hour. So they might have locked me out because they saw me running up the time on my Altium license. They said, oh, no, this is costing too much money. We better kick him out before it gets to the weekend.
Well, we got a couple of programs that are like that.
Yeah, you do licensing. We got to pay per seat, and then we also got to pay per time. So I think we have like 80 seats because we have, you know, that, you know, we have probably 100 design engineers between, you know, Milwaukee and TTI and Rigid and all that. So, you know, they don't have one license per person because, you know, not everybody's using it all the time, but, you know, they have a certain number of licenses per instance, and then, you know, anytime those licenses are being used, there's like a per hour fee, and I have no idea what it is, but I'm sure it's pretty high. I started this morning because I'm already down here by the airport.
A bit early, because usually I'm just now rolling into Lyme, and usually you're up there around the 80. Set your clock back.
It all happened automatically. We totally forgot about it when we went to bed Saturday night, and I woke up on Sunday morning. And I'm like, it's awfully light out for when I usually wake up. And I looked at my watch, and it said it was 6 o'clock, but it was kind of light out. And I'm like, what's going on here? And then it took me a minute to remember that the all the devices sent themselves back last night or on Saturday night.
Yeah, fortunately, we were in the cabin with the dogs, and they reminded us.
They changed their clocks. Had some opportunity to have some time to catch up on some ham radio projects. Miss Courtney is going to Texas for work next week, and the kids are going to their dad's all next week. So I'm going to be all by my lonesome for Monday through Thursday next week, and I'm going to take some opportunity there to get some ham radio stuff done.
Saw they got a special event station coming up for the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Somebody doubled with you at the beginning. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, go ahead, other station.
What was in there? Maybe it was just a little distorted.
It's Blue Scott.
But the left lane blocked up here. Got some blue lights around, I don't know where I am. Just a little bit north of Woodruff.
Good trip. I didn't see hardly anybody pulled over or anything going on up, you know, through there and that. The only slowdown was right there in that 12 miles of one lane and that in the gorge. And it was like, speed limit was like 35.
This is somewhat of a situation. Right, where they had the left lane blocked with a police car, so a construction crew could take down their construction speed limit sign. And now this guy's trying to cut me off.
Love it. So I see one of my oldest granddaughters got married down at the beach yesterday.
Were you there, or did you get the live feed?
I didn't know anything about it. It mean, she's in the Navy, so I didn't know that she got, you know, she had time off and that, but I'm just really her step-grandfather. I mean, I raised her dad since she was, like, three, you know what I mean? But then she's Canadian because her mom's Canadian. She's got American citizenship, but she's down there with her dad's real father, and that's her real grandfather. So, but, I mean, we stay in touch a little bit, but I just didn't know.
But, you know, I mean, marriage is always a wonderful thing. So, you know, glad she found somebody to be happy with. And, you know, it sounds like a great, you know, beautiful weekend to have a wedding.
She's in the Navy, and then I think he's in the Army. Sure on that one.
She's in the Army, a lot younger, but she only did her 3 years or 2 years or something, whatever it was at the time. And it was a long, long time ago. But yeah, I've never put in military service myself, and yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how any of it works.
He never was in the military either, and that. But I know she's doing something in the medical field. So she said she made corpsman. I'm not quite sure what that is. I hadn't looked it up yet.
That Courtney's MOS, you know, she was a multi-channel telecommunication systems technician, so she worked with radios and stuff all the time, and she knows what I'm talking about when I talk about ham radio stuff, and she keeps talking about, like, she might get her license, but she just hasn't done it yet.
Be a shoe-in, all you'd have to do is just, you know, take the test. The only thing you wouldn't know would be some of the rules. That should be pretty easy enough.
They teach you in the Army as an enlisted technician, I think it's more just like you know how to set the stuff up and dial the, you know, the knobs and buttons to get the network up and running and stuff. I'm not sure how much theory there is there, but I was looking at a list of MOSs the other day because I couldn't remember what her number was, because I got another friend who's in the Air Force, and he was also a radio guy. He's retired now, but I was just trying to remember what her MOS was so I could tell him. But, you know, you know, there are all kinds of radio-based MOS is there, so who knows?
Yeah, my first father-in-law, he was a radio man in the Navy, and I mean, this guy lived and breathed Morse code, and that, why he didn't get into ham radio, I have no idea.
You know, he was he used to be a radio show guy. When he was younger, he had his first class radio telephone operator's license and all that. And he's been, you know, working in consulting engineering for radio and TV stations for decades. But, you know, he got me my first ham radio and when I got my license, but he's never gotten his. Like, I've asked him so many times why he won't get a ham radio license, and he just kind of huffs and chuffs at it. But, yeah, I don't know.
This time he was even a DJ after he got out of the service. But, you know, I can remember being over there and hearing him tapping out Morse code and that. And, man, he'd probably still be alive. You know, he had to do dialysis, and he finally just decided that wasn't for him. But, you know, if he'd lived and breathed Morse code, he could have just been on the radio the whole time.
There's so many more things you can do with ham radio. I mean, all the digital stuff is fascinating, and, you know, it's been very modernized over the past few years, so there's so much to do, and it's a lot of fun. So, you know, I'm glad my stepson got his license. I kind of wish he were more actually interested in it, but I think we're going to go out for Winter Field Day this year. I'm going to take him, we're going to go out to the club and, you know, actually do some operating. And I took him on a POTA activation a few weeks ago, and they seem to like it, so... yeah, maybe this weekend we can get out and do something else. But yeah, I mean, I don't know why anybody doesn't get one. I mean, everybody should have one.
GFW. Yeah, copy that. And that, you know, maybe with all the time off I got coming up, maybe I can get on the HF bands a little bit.
See you guys this weekend.
The company holidays was Veterans Day, so and it's on a Tuesday, so I took that Monday.
Take one day and get a nice long 4-day weekend like that. But yeah, I'll text you. Maybe if we're around this weekend, if Tommy and I are doing something, I'll give you a text and we can try to set something up.
We Yeah, I heard, I haven't seen officially, that they took back the MLK Day and the Veterans Day as designated holidays and gave you two more employee choice days.
Same thing next year. Something about, somebody being salty about it.
Another note, up there, you know, they had trick-or-treating at the campground and costume contests, and me and Susan got second place. Cruella DeVille from the 101 Dalmatians, and I was the dog catcher from the 101 Dalmatians.
Definitely worthy of at least second place, if not first. That's, it's one of our favorite kids' movies. So, the Midnight Bark is something that we go through pretty frequently at our house because, we have our four or five dogs, and then the neighbor's got their three dogs and whatever else, and, there's dogs everywhere. So, the Midnight Howling is definitely something we think about a lot.
The contest for the best decorated camp spot, the dog costume contest, they had two categories for kids and then one for adults, and there was these three ladies that were dressed up as the insurance group, they called themselves, and one was Jake from State Farm, and the other one was the other one was the Geico Lizard.
Despises insurance companies, but they love the insurance company mascots.
Answer that.
I got here probably Thursday and grabbed myself a load of firewood. It's getting to be that time for sure. I bought some locally up in Shelby, and we had a couple fires over the weekend in our wood stove downstairs. It was nice. And once I get fully loaded, we'll start using the wood burning furnace in my house and the fire pit and all that stuff.
I got a fire pit. I got to get me some wood. I got a little bit of wood that I cut from the storm that I could, chop up. I got one of them little miniature, like a solo stove or whatever, and I put some pellets in on the porch and that for me and Susan. It does pretty well.
Yeah, solo stove. We've got the Yukon, which is a big one. And we have it out on our patio. We have like a little gravel seating area off of our patio that we have the solo stove on. And you fire that thing up, we've got the little heat spreader that goes on top of it. It looks like a big flying saucer, and it sits on top of the stove. You get that thing going, and man, you don't know that it's 30 degrees outside. You just sit there, and it's toasty.
I wonder if they make a little cover for the one I have.
For their two bigger ones, I don't know about the little ones, but the really nice thing about having the solo stove out on the gravel, pit area, is that that heat spreader reflects the heat down as well, and it heats up all the rocks for a few feet around the stove, and so those rocks get warm, and then you start getting the convective heat rising off the rocks, and so you get the radiant heat from the stove and the convective heat from the rocks, and it really just feels like you're sitting outside in the spring.
Long way on those things from just the fire pit to what they are today.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely smokeless because they burn so hot, and they will definitely chew through some wood. I got to put a big, I got to put a log in it like every 20 minutes or so to keep it going, and it burns through it really fast. But it is real, it is real hot and it's real clean, and it doesn't make any smoke, and it's really great. I can rent me a dump trailer.
Somebody was telling me, some of the Home Depots and that rent stuff like that. But unless you got a $2,500, they won't rent you one.
Yes, I checked, and my truck is not technically a $2,500, so they wouldn't rent me one. But I need stuff for hauling some firewood because right now I'm just filling up the pickup truck every time I come down, and the guy's got so much that I could easily fill a dump trailer with it too. And just save me some time, but I gotta look at the cost too, because renting a dump trailer is gonna be a couple hundred bucks. It's cheaper to buy some firewood locally.
Based out there on 290 between my house and 25, that rents them, but I ain't never checked in on them.
Place places near me that has a yellow dump trailer, but it's real shallow, and then it wouldn't put much in it. So, yeah, it's only like $60 to rent that thing for the day, but for $60 I could just make another trip and probably get just as much in the back.
There, I know I've seen them when I ride by them, but they appear to be about 3 feet deep on the side.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need right there.
Them racks that goes in the receiver hitch. I think next time I'd go on a trip on this, I'll put that rack on and leave that one off the roof.
Yeah, much better. What did you have up there on the roof? Was it just bags and stuff?
Got one of them, zip bags that, ties down up there, and we just had, bags of clothes that we were taking up there, and that's about it. I just had like 3 or 4 bags of, trash bags full of clothes.
Much better off just putting that stuff on a trailer hitch basket or something. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Formed ones, like the dually ones that are the hard case ones. Reckon those still cut down on gas mileage.
One of those for my Armada, and it would definitely drag it down a couple miles per gallon for sure. The Armada, I could get like 20, and with that box on the roof, I would get like 17, 18, something like that. It wasn't as much of a change, but, the Armada's already not really optimized for fuel economy, so it's going to be drinking gas no matter what.
Man, it rained almost all the way up there, and then it rained halfway back.
Here last week too, I was going to mow over the weekend and do my last mow of the season, and the ground was still too soft, so I got to wait another weekend.
Getting close to work.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, I'm about a quarter mile out from turning down to the gate.
To talk on this repeater this far south, but now that I had that grounding patched to my antenna, I can make it all the way to my office.
Bad time I had this morning was right there at 29 and 85, and it's me. I'm down in a hole down by the river, and it just gets a little bit scratchy, but you can still understand everything.
Well,
at the gate in sight, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day. Hope you get your computer issues worked out, and I guess I'll catch you back in the morning, KN4 TFW.
All right, sounds good, Ken. I hope you have a great day as well. Be safe, and we'll chat with you tomorrow morning. WTU JKT 73.